Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We have been studying this week the subject of what the Bible says about submission and authority. Today I want to talk about the link between submission and becoming a person of authority. As we've mentioned earlier this week, God has placed in the earth delegated authority. These are persons who have been granted position of authority by another, either from God himself or from another person in the earth who has authority, delegates some level of authority to another individual. There are only two types of authority in the world. There's the authority of God, which is the ultimate authority, and there's delegated authority, which is all other authority that you'll ever encounter in the earth, either authority of your employer, of your government, or even the position of authority that a parent has in the family. God wants us to be people that he can entrust with a position of delegated authority. An authority is not something to be grasped at so that we can have dominion over other people, but instead it's a position of responsibility. Francis Frangipane said, authority is simply delegated responsibility. The emphasis is not on being the boss, but rather on being responsible. It's delegated responsibility. So any person who's in a position of authority has grave responsibility given to them from God himself. Though you may have received your position of authority from a supervisor or a manager or a government official. But if you trace all authority back, it goes back to God himself, who has allowed delegated authority to be established in the earth through other human beings. Authority is gained when responsibility is demonstrated to the one who is over you in authority. In other words, God's system of authority and submission works this way. When you are able to be submitted or submissive to someone in authority over you, you demonstrate to God that you have a heart attitude that is worthy of receiving a position of delegated authority. We know from the story of the Roman centurion who came to see Jesus, he understood this foundational principle. He said to Jesus, I also am a man set under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes. The idea that this Roman centurion demonstrated was that he understood a person who had authority, as he did as a centurion, was a person who was under authority himself. And this is the way it is in God's kingdom. God wants you to be a person he can entrust with a position of authority in the kingdom of God and in life in general, but you must first come to the place that the Roman centurion came to, that you're a person who is set under authority. You're willing to be under authority. You're willing to be submitted to the authorities over you. A friend of ours defines submission this way. He says, when your mission is sub to someone else's mission. In other words, if you go to work for someone and you are in submission to their authority as your boss, supervisor, or manager, your own mission becomes sub to their mission. What is their mission? To produce X number of computer parts this month. Then your mission must submit itself to their mission. And that is a good definition of submission, and it applies in every area of life. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, we find the parable that Jesus told of the 10 minas or 10 talents, depending on your translation. And this is a great story that demonstrates for us what happens when a person will submit themselves to the mission of the person in authority over them. The end result was that person was given a realm of authority. Listen to this parable that Jesus told in Luke 19, starting at verse 11. While they were listening to these things, Jesus went to tell them a parable because he was near Jerusalem and they supposed that the kingdom of God was going to appear immediately. So he said, a nobleman went to a distant country to receive a kingdom for himself and then return. And he called 10 of his slaves and gave them 10 minas and said to them, do business with this until I come back. But his citizens hated him and sent a delegation after them saying, we do not want this man to reign over us. When he returned after receiving the kingdom, he ordered that his servants to whom he had given the money be called to him so that he might know what business they had done. The first appeared saying, master, your mina has made 10 minas more. And he said to him, well done, good and faithful servant, because you have been faithful in a very little thing, you are to be in authority over 10 cities. The second came saying, your mina, master, has made 5 minas. And he said to him also, you are to be over 5 cities. Another came saying, master, here's your mina, which I kept put away in a handkerchief, for I was afraid of you because you're an exacting man. You take up what you did not lay down and reap what you did not sow. He said to him, by your own words, I will judge you. You worthless servant, did you not know that I'm an exacting man, taking up what I did not lay down and reaping what I did not sow? Then why did you not put my money in the bank? And having come, I would have collected it with interest. Then he said to the bystanders, take the mina away from him and give it to the one who has 10 minas. And they said to him, master, he has 10 minas already. I tell you that everyone who has, more shall be given. But from the one who does not have, even what he does have shall be taken away. But these enemies of mine who did not want me to reign over them, bring them here and slay them in my presence. This story has many implications, but let me point out just a few to you in the light of the idea of authority and submission. These 10 servants were given 1 mina apiece, and a mina was an amount of money equivalent to about 100 days' wages. They were each given an assignment or a mission, you could say, from the person in authority in their life, and they were told to go and do this certain way, to do business and earn more money with that money. The first one did exactly what his master said, and his 1 mina became 10. And as a result of his obedience to the person in authority over his life, he was given a realm of authority. He was put in authority over 10 cities. This is an excellent picture of God's way of doing things. Authority is gained when responsibility is demonstrated to the person who is in authority over you. When you are submitted, when you are in submission to the person in authority over your life, and you are faithful and obedient in that submission, God will grant you a realm of authority. A person who is placed in authority by God is only placed there when they have learned how to be submitted to those in authority over him. Some people take authority to themselves, not given to them by God, and try to get people to submit to them, but you will never be successful that way. God's way of being successful in a position of authority is knowing how to be submitted to those in authority over you. This is God's way of doing things. And the interesting thing about this parable that you can also note is that those people who sent the delegation after this man saying, we don't want you to reign over us, simply were saying, we refuse and we resist your authority over us. We won't be submitted to your authority. And we know what the end result was, because in verse 27, it says, these enemies of mine who did not want me to reign over them, bring them here and slay them in my presence. That's not just a little extra thrown in the story. It's a picture of how serious God is about people being willing to do things God's way. And God says that we are to be submitted to God. James chapter 4, verse 7, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. And when you are submitted to God's delegated authorities in your life, that's when you're submitted to God. A person cannot be honest and say, I'm submitted to God only, but I'm not submitted to any man. They're lying because they are really not in submission to God. They may not understand that, but they are not being truthful, because being submitted to God and being submitted to God's designated authorities on the earth are one and the same. You can't have one without the other. God wants to give you designated authority from Him. He wants to promote you and give you a position of responsibility in the kingdom of God, but that will never be given to you until you demonstrate to the Lord that you are able and that you are willing to have a submitted heart, an attitude of submission to people in authority over you. You'll reap what you sow. If you refuse to be submissive to authority, when you are in a position of authority, if you take one to yourself or get promoted by a human being, you will find out that people will not submit to you, because that spirit of rebellion that you've allowed in your life will then work against you through other people. So if you've struggled with authority, repent right now. Say, God, forgive me. Give me a submissive heart to your authority and help me be willing to be obedient, submissive to the authority you put in my life, and I'll do it as unto the Lord. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Learn what God's word says about submission and authority, and have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.